Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and I'm sure all week long everybody's been talking about how well that Telvin Smith played and Sen'Derek Marks played in this past week's win against the Cleveland Browns. Well, there's one name that's probably not getting bantied about very much, and that is Avery Jones. He had an outstanding game, a backup, and that's key because the Jaguars play everybody along the front. Let's look at some of his plays. He rolls in with Roy Miller at the nose tackle position. This is a strong play, holding the point, splitting the first block of the guard, and getting into the backfield and making a tackle on Ben Tate. No gain, or maybe a half a yard. Here he is again as the nose tackle once again, but this time going away from his shade. In the backfield, a tackle for no gain. Another big play for Avery. This is my second favorite. Look at the strength that he uses when he gets underneath of the guard McQuistan with his left arm. Lifts up and it accelerates. Powerful tackle. Again, no gain. Big play for Avery Jones. And this is my favorite play. And probably not a lot of people knew that Avery Jones was the one who had the pressure on the interception by Telvin Smith. Look at the way that Brian Hoyer is falling away because of Avery's presence. And when he's fallen away, he doesn't get the direction on the ball. It bounces off of the hands of Ben Tate and right into the arms of Telvin Smith. Now, if you're going to be a ball carrier, Telvin Smith, you've got to learn what they teach on the offensive side of the ball, and that's high and tight. The veteran Joe Thomas ends up punching it out on you. But what I'd like to have seen is, okay, I'm sure that maybe you played some offense back in your day. Can you outrun Joe? Can you make a move on him? Ooh, I think Joe Thomas might have run you down here. I'm just kidding. Big time play, Telvin Smith. Now, on offense for the Jaguars, when the play breaks down and Blake Bortles is extending the play, the players get off the script, they have to do something called executing scramble rules. Now, Mark and Jimmy were some of the best at it back in the day. They had a great understanding of where they wanted to be at for the throw to happen. With Blake Bortles and Allen Robinson in this past game, saw a sign, and that's a good thing. Let me show you. Let's just watch the play until it's time to go to scramble rules right now. Play's broken down. The routes are no longer in play. You've got to find an open guy if you're the quarterback. And if you're the wide receiver, look at Allen Robinson. He's looking to find where the defensive backs are at so that he can find an open throwing lane for Blake Bortles. And perfect job. This is what these two will do for many years to come. And everybody else has to learn to do this as well because the Jaguars have a scramble rules type of quarterback. Over the last couple weeks, a lot of people have been very critical of Luke Joeckel. He's still a young player and he's developing, and there were signs that he might have had his best game against the Cleveland Browns, and on the touchdown runs by Denard Robinson and Storm Johnson, maybe the two best running blocks he's had yet. Let me show you. Outside zone with a wider defensive end, Luke Joeckel handles him. The defensive end should have the advantage in this situation, but Luke Joeckel drives him off the ball, allowing Denard a soft corner to get to the outside and eventually use his speed and cutback ability to score. Nice block, Luke. Similar play, but an even more difficult block for Luke Joeckel because Jabal Sheard, the defensive end or outside linebacker, is lined up even wider than the previous touchdown run. And Luke Joeckel handles him. Storm Johnson bounces to the outside because it's soft because of the block by Luke Joeckel. Nice job, Luke Joeckel. He got better.